Hi, you're listening to What's Happening on WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO.org, web streaming. We hope that you're listening today. We hope you're having a good day. It's a great day out there. It's a good day to be out there having a picnic or swimming. Make sure you swim away from the sharks. And
make sure plenty of sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
And stay hydrated.
Shark repellent. Plenty of things to drink.
Shark repellent bat spray.
There you go.
That was such an innovative thing back in 1968.
Yeah.
Do you remember Batman's down there and he yells at Robin, pass down the shark repellent bat spray.
There you go.
But the funny thing about that movie, I mean, it was, people think it's hokey and campy. I thought it was a great movie. I was young then, but it was a great Batman movie. But what happened was, they had the League of Nations, or World of League of Nations, getting together, and I guess the villains decided they were going to disintegrate or dehydrate the world leaders, and
were they going to take the vodka away from them?
No, they basically disintegrated them.
Yeah,
and Batman and Robin had a vacuum, cleaned them up, put them in tubes. And when they rehydrated them, they spoke each other's different languages, which probably would help us a lot more today than it is right now.
You never know.
But I have a... Let's see. Which one is it in? Bear with me for a second.
Yes, we have a lot of technical stuff here. We have little buttons and switches and lights, just like the Enterprise. But when we push them, music happens, not warp speed.
Actually, the next song is, as the late Glenn Campbell would say, basically in warp speed. It's a great song. It is... I have... First of all, I have dueling banjos.
Yeah.
And then I've got another great song, which is very, very famous from another television show in the 60s.
Oh, good.
So why don't we go right back to the music?
Also, if people were expecting Greg Sharon on, he had to cancel. He will be rebooked at another time. And what do you got going for us there? We got some music going there. We're going to tip our hat to Glenn Campbell this week.
That's right. We lost him a couple days ago, but with all the music he was presented us and was behind with the Wrecking Crew and duets, he will live on forever. So let's go right back to the music and enjoy this great tune.
Thank you. fantastic Kevin and Naomi Rus.
When I was a kid, the first Western movie, the movie period, they had a little theater in D-Lon, Arkansas. I saw was The Lone Ranger and Tonto. And what impressed me most was, and it just really knocked me out. And I, you know what, I said, oh Lord, let me be able to play that one day, because I was playing guitar at that age. And I learned to play it, I really did, man. Whether I make mistakes or not, you probably won't notice it anyway, it's a dadgum fast. But I'd like to do it in remembrance of Clayton Moore, my first Western hero, and Jay Silverhill. See, they were really something else.
Hi, old Silver, away! Get him up, scout!
Our childhood been without that music. Yes. Remember on a Saturday morning, the cartoon would be blaring away and the characters would be running around to this music, and you'd be jumping from sofa to chair to sofa, and you'd have your bowl of cereal in one hand and you'd be screaming the other hand, and your mother or father come in, what's going on? And you would say, oh, Bugs Bunny's being chased. And that
yes,
was his music.
But also that was from, I mean, it was Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels, Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Yeah.
And just a great, we had great people to look up to. I mean, you had Lone Ranger and Tonto, you had Superman, you had Batman.
It's funny, there's a quote in the Lyle Lovett song about how he, Tonto, the Lone Ranger got Tonto, and then there's a part where Tonto says, kiss my behind, I got my own boat. It's about having a pony on a boat, that's the song.
Okay, yeah. That,
it's very abstract. But
taking it out of context sort of doesn't let it float.
Here you go. But anyways, yes, that was the soundtrack to our childhood.
And Dueling Banjos,
yeah.
which you know, they done in few movies.
Did you see the movie when it first came out?
Deliverance?
Yeah.
But it was around before that.
Yeah.
And I know Roy Clark has done that many times, and many other people have done dueling banjos. But it's not the easiest thing to do.
Wasn't he a fixture on...
Hee-Haw?
Hee-Haw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was... you know, it's interesting. He had his comedy hour with Hee-Haw, which was on forever and ever and ever, and you had people like Minnie Pearl and her, you know, tag on her hat.
Yeah.
And Grandpa, and you know, it was just a bunch of silliness, but a lot of great music.
Well, they said some people felt that because he clowned it up a lot of people weren't taking him as a serious musician, and he was a very serious musician. He could really, you know, put the wood foot to the wood, you know.
But similar, Glenn Campbell left it better as a studio musician, part of the working crew behind many greats like... a few we're going to hear in a moment.
He actually toured with the Beach Boys, and they asked him to become part of the Beach Boys, but he refused.
Well, because, you know, I was listening to something that my co-host on WMWM played today, and it was him talking about the Beach Boys, and he said he really didn't want to tie himself to such an old group.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. They were one of the bands that were able to make the transition out of that era post-Beatles. A lot of bands or artists basically hit the wall when the Beatles hit, because all the record labels were clamoring to have the next Beatles or invasion band. And then, you know, Ed Sullivan every week would have like the Rolling Stones, the Animals, the Moody Blues, and it went on for a year or two. And but the Beach Boys were able to survive that. A well-known fact that the Beatles, especially Paul McCartney, was a big Beach Boys fan for their vocal harmonies.
And it's interesting that there were three bands in the 60s that swapped places at the top of the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And one band was from California. The other one was created in California. And the third was from Liverpool.
Okay.
You had the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Monkees.
Yes. The Prefab Four, people call them. I consider them a legitimate band, because it doesn't really sometimes matter what brings the elements together. It matters if they're successful. And they, you know, they said, well, people didn't realize. They said, well, they didn't play their instruments. I mean, after a point, they could all play their instruments. People didn't realize when a band in the 50s or 60s, until probably the 70s, Led Zeppelin was one of the bands that kind of put an end to that, that a producer and a record label go, well, you know, you're going to sing maybe on your album, and these, you know, to keep the cost down and make sure we don't waste time and everything is done, other people are going to play on your album.
Which was the Wrecking Crew.
Yes, yes.
And Neil Dan was a big part of that.
Yeah.
And the gentleman I have coming up in a moment, great fixture in American music, a singer, songwriter, mm-hmm. He wrote for the Monkees.
Yeah.
He wrote for a lot of other people, and he came to Fenway Park a few times. As a matter of fact, in the eighth inning of every game,
mm-hmm.
One of his songs is sung. So why don't we go back to the music, and we'll be back with you momentarily.
There we go.
Enjoy.
Holly, holy, holy. and I run just like the wind will.
How can I show you I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I'd do to make you mine, tell me now. Is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking.
Coming home. Your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
The sun, and after all the loves of my I will use you. I will win the worship in your eyes, and I will lose you. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers through the sky.
Made by hand on us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
I am Mike. This is What's Happening. That's the organ sound from Society's Child.
Really?
Don't you think? Same ending.
I like it this way.
Yeah, you know, some people like it this way, but Corolla DeVille likes it that way.
And they certainly do.
They'll be having a gig coming up this month at the... they will be at the Spotlight Cafe with the Billy Connors Project.
And their album Ride is still out there riding around. It's been out for about a year.
Yeah.
And
I guess they're not getting saddle sore on that yet.
Okay, yeah. That's... Let me tell you who we've heard. Ashley and Glenn Campbell with Dueling Banjos. The Royal Philharmonic and Glenn Campbell and the William Tell Overture. Neil Diamond with Holly Holy. Herb Alpert with This Man. The Monkees with Last Train of Clarksville. Wrecking Crew and Glenn Campbell with Galveston. Gentle on My Mind by The Wrecking Crew and Glenn Campbell. Richard Harris with MacArthur Park, which was a big hit for a great local Bostonian. Okay, he's losing it.
And making the disco sound fire there.
Donna Summers, yes. And that was Paul Revere and the Raiders with Indian Reservation, which I always thought was called Cherokee People.
Yeah, well, you never know. I was just pointing out, Aaron, that... Mark Lindsay is still recording. I know that Paul Revere has passed on, but Mark Lindsay is on the Bongo Boy Records out of New Jersey, and he is on the compilation, and you can listen through there. So there you go.
Oh, and I mean, Herb Alpert is still recording too. He puts out at least 5 albums a year.
He was part of A&M Records.
If it wasn't for him, there wouldn't have been A&M Records.
I forget who the M was, but he was A.
But, you know, it was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And
bah, 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 bah.
Okay, Mike is really...
animated today.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, putting in the visuals for the people out there.
Visuals on radio. That's really appropriate, Mike.
Nothing to do with that show, Visual Radio, but...
this is more like virtual radio.
Yeah, yeah. So what's happening next here in this wild and wacky show?
The Wild Wacky Racers. No, actually, we're not playing them. We've got a great song by Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, he's still alive.
And it's about the pink one. Why don't we go to him? Enjoy. Thank you.
walks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
Yeah, you'll listen to What's Happening. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And we're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. Sorry that Particles Collide did not make it in their phone call today, but hopefully in the future. Next week, we will have Jenny Tolman in and Bev Meyer for our interview. We're here every Sunday from 12 to 5. 5 to 6.
12 to 5.
Yeah, yeah. 12 to 6. And we are on WMFO 91.5 FM and WMFO.org, listening worldwide streaming. And we're going to go out with a favorite of mine from the Taxi Boys.
We'll do that momentarily. We did hear Burt Bacharach and the Wrecking Crew with the theme from the Pink Panther.
Yes.
Jan and Dean with Surf City.
Here we go.
The Champs with Limbo Rock.
Limbo Rock.
And Glenn Campbell with, of course, his big hit, Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah.
He'll be greatly missed.
Yes.
But his work will live on. And thank you, Glenn.
That's awesome.
And let's just go right to the Taxi Boys with...
Happens All the Time.
Enjoy.